And now some poems from one of my latest collections. Perhaps two of the major influences on this work would be, first of all, the great amount of time which I'm fortunately able to spend in the out-of-doors hiking and backpacking. And secondly, of course, the geography and the cultural influences here in the Southwest. The first one is Granite Mountains, which are, as I remember, over beyond the Papago Indian Reservation, very inaccessible area. All along the gums, the teeth are aware with the ache of thin ice melting. How the reefs rise around us in the morning. Follow us as we travel, our heads transparent, and the boot soles work to a nap on the rocks. And though we walk, bodies stretching into hours, delirious into sand, move around us with the ease of steady ships, as wide-circling, monstrous camels, until the day goes down and everything hardens. Here we stand, at the end, our veins bristling with cold, all day sworn to the brothers of our changing shadows, now dissolving, hearts burnt out, the thin last sheet of sky, tar and albumin, drips into their sockets. The feet still hold fire, then go with the limbs and jaw to stones.